Yeah, Lord is coming here. We are waiting for Lord. We are waiting for Lord because we're going to discuss about a little bit this channel. Channel. Okay, Lord. Okay. Tenet. Now we, last week we don't have teaching, so I think so we, where we are. Mind only school, yeah. So here, mind only school. Before we, it's kind of definition or etymology of mind only school, yeah. Before we talk, what does mind only, yeah? We talk about mind only school, and also we talk about the advantage of learning mind only school. Yeah, I mentioned that mind only school is really kind of its method to understand or method to identify emptiness when you get when you study in middle school. Yeah, it's like kind of first step to practice emptiness. If you really don't have kind of idea about mind only school, then when you study middle school, you will be confused. Yeah, that's why we have to, in mind only school, actually in mind only school, the main point in mind only school, I mentioned that three natural phenomena, yeah? Three natural phenomena. And so we really don't want to go like kind of all, there are many types of mind only school. I mentioned that even there are many types of mind only school. I don't know all those kind of mind only school. Yeah, we have to really find main point and why we learn mind only school. That's why you have to have idea. Yeah, why you learn mind only school. Mind only school for what? Yeah? So, here we, before we little bit talk about there are four nature, three nature, yeah? In mind only school really is based on like kind of three nature. According to the mind only school, every phenomena include three natures. They have three natures, yeah? Every phenomena have three natures. Every phenomena either three natures. Either three natures. Every phenomena necessary to be either three nature or every phenomena has three natures.
So there's three types of phenomena.
Yeah, three types of three nature phenomena, yeah?
Every
other power.
Nature.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, every phenomena has all three.
Yeah, every phenomena has all these three nature.
All three natures.
All three natures. Yeah.
All three natures,
yeah. Now, three nature, we mentioned that other power, yeah? We already explained a little bit. Other power, according to the mind only school, other power means what is other? Other power, we say other power. Other power means other. Other which refers to the cause and the condition. Other power is always has to be kind of impermanent. When you get in middle school, other power doesn't mean it's power from the cause and the condition. It's power is rely on something else. Yeah, depending on something. Mind only school, other power, other Other is refers to the cause and the condition, and the other power always has to be impermanent. Just like we say, because this table is other power, yeah? Whether this table exists or not exists is rely on cause and condition. If this table doesn't have cause and condition, then it's very difficult to exist, this table, yeah? But permanent, like we say permanent, yeah? Like kind of space. Permanent can exist without relying on cause and condition. That's why permanent are not other power. According to the mind only school, yeah? Other power. Even you say in mind only school, other power dependent arise, there's or dependent also in the mind only school, dependent arise has to be impermanent. When you get in middle school they say all phenomena dependent arise because depend on something else to exist. Yeah, here we say dependent means depend. According to the mind only school, dependent means depend is refers to the cause and condition. Other is refers to the cause and condition. It's kind of clear, yeah? Actually, it's dependent arise is clear, yeah? Yeah, maybe you gave me like some example because I just give you like example, yeah? Dependent arise is always like impermanent. I don't have other kind of dependent arise. Dependent arise means depend. No, other power. Other power means other is refers to the cause and condition. Power is like is all kind of impermanent exists. Power by cause and condition. It's made clear, yeah? Power by cause and condition. Influence by cause and condition.
Which is dependent arising, not necessarily always have a cause.
Yeah, in mind only school, yeah.
Mind only school.
Yeah, cause and condition, yeah.
But Rumtie, I have a question. I mean, before we said that all phenomena three natures, right? And now we say dependent arising. The phenomenon is dependent arising. It's a permanent. It's an impermanent phenomenon.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
So that means permanent phenomenon does not have the three nature.
Yeah, usually permanent have three nature. They have permanent have like just we say like space. Yeah, space. Space is permanent, yeah? Space has three nature. What is three nature of space? Three nature of phenomena. Space has three nature of phenomena. Like, space has the, what do we say, which mind rely the space. This is power of space. Power of space.
But then again, before that, we said that relied on other, it has to be depending on other. Mm. It has to be an impermanent phenomenon. And now we say space is a permanent phenomenon.
Yeah, but space is permanent, but space has three nature phenomena different. Space has three nature of phenomena, but space is not other power. Space has other power. Space has other power means doesn't mean space relying on cause and condition. Space has other power because space has like kind of which mind understand the space. That is the space other power. Because space has emptiness. Yeah? Other power here in a mind only school, other power is always kind of basis of emptiness. Basis of emptiness, yeah? Other power.
So
other power is basis of emptiness. Yeah, because we always say other power. If you really go interpreter, then they're talking about how other power can be basis of emptiness and how permanent has other power. We say like every phenomena has other power. But every phenomena are other power? No. Like impermanent has other power, but impermanent is not other power. Yeah, this is when Nyima come, we translate. When he come here, then we talk about a little bit emptiness according to the mind only school, and then, yeah, other power. Here, other power, I just like, you think like, do you think table is other power, yeah? Table have other power, table is other power. Yeah, other power. Because in Tibetan, they really say other power. Usually, in mind-only school, other power and impermanent and just like other power and impermanent are equivalent. Other power and impermanent are equivalent. Other power always has to be impermanent. Impermanent necessary to be other power. Do you know, yeah? I mentioned that other power means other is refers to the cause and condition. That means something exists by power of cause and condition. Does it make sense or no? Yeah, other power is like other power, other.
Other is cause and condition, yeah? Actually, main point, cause and condition is power. Like, exists by cause and condition is power. Does it make sense? Even your definition of other power, you know, according to the mind only school. Definition of mind only school, like other powers definition. Do you see like other powers definition in mind only school?
I think the internet, they don't have other powers definition. If you really want to know detail about the other power or three nature, maybe better, other power is in like Prajnamita chapter 5, Prajnamita chapter 5, when we're talking about the 12 links. Before 12 links, we're talking about dependent arise and then other power. They're talking about in chapter 5, Prajnamita chapter 5, they're talking about the other power for all school, how mind only school assert the other power. How middle way school assert the other power.
But Prabhuji, other power in English translation is only used in canons for the Chittamantra, for the mind only school.
Mm.
In Madhyamika, they don't use other power. They use dependent arising. So is that the dependent arising?
Yeah, that is dependent arising. Yeah.
They really is in the Paramita.
Yeah. Paramita, yeah. Yeah, usually there's a kind of a term independent in, yeah, just like chain, like, you know, when you get Prajnamita, it's really instead of term other power, they use dependent arise. But they have term other power in Prajnamita. But usually they use instead of other power, they like dependent arise. Yeah, other power. But here we're talking about according to the mind only school, yeah? Other power. Is table is other power or not? Maybe just like I give you an example, like maybe we slowly discuss.
Table is an other power.
I want to be relaxed. You guys, yeah.
Table is an other power phenomena.
Yeah, other power phenomena. Why?
Table is not. Table has.
Because if you really kind of, in English way, other power, yeah? It's like kind of verb, yeah? It's not like kind of adjective. In Tibetan, other power is like really adjective, like impermanent. We say table is impermanent. We say, yeah? But we say table is impermanent, yeah?
I don't.
Table is not impermanent?
No, it's not. Table have the quality of impermanent. You cannot. The branch is tree.
No. We say
tree have the branch.
Because impermanent means changing. Table is changing. Table is changing moment by moment, yeah?
Table is empty. You say table have the emptiness.
This is different, yeah? Because table has emptiness. This is good, yeah. This is good. So, table has emptiness. Table emptiness different. Table. If you say table emptiness, then emptiness will be very coarse. Yeah. Table has emptiness. Why? Why we say table has emptiness? Because now you think in mind only school, table has emptiness. Okay. Emptiness is the thorog established. Yeah. Emptiness. Like table has emptiness. No, table is other power. Table is other power. Table is the basis of emptiness. You know? Basis of emptiness.
But I then if we say all the other tenets they define the impermanent phenomena of moment by moment change.
Yeah.
Permanent,
yeah.
But then in mind only school, do they define the same way of impermanent?
Yeah, changing, yeah, moment by moment changing, yeah. But usually in mind only school, there are lots of Yuamibiji, Mudabiji, Nibiji. There are five, like Mudabiji. There are five, like has. There are five cause and condition. Yuamibiji, Nibiji, Mudabiji. There are five, like cause and condition. They like kind of cause and condition of impermanent. Then, actually, impermanent is old. You know, according to the old school definition of impermanent is constantly changing. Yeah, same moment by moment, changing is definition of impermanent. But here we main point is the table is other power phenomena. You can say
okay,
other power phenomena.
Because I need to know your definition. Is means to zip in Tibetan?
Yeah. Usually in Tibetan, if you think like, oh, table is not impermanent, it's kind of different, you know. Table has impermanent, table is impermanent. It's different, yeah? Usually, these, they like kind of, if you say table's impermanent, table is impermanent. This is really like when you analyze about the impermanent, yeah? When you're talking about impermanent, table is impermanent, table has impermanent. We say table's impermanent is the part of table. This is part of table. But table's permanent is table's impermanent is subtle or not subtle? It's subtle, yeah? That's why I say when we see table, when your eye consciousness see table, table's impermanent appear in your eye consciousness. But your eye consciousness doesn't understand it. Appearing tables impermanent. It will like kind of confuse you if you go like this way, like then we have to go like this. How eye consciousness tables impermanent appear to eye consciousness, but your eye consciousness doesn't understand impermanent of table. Tables impermanent. Even you say impermanent of table, tables impermanent, same in Tibetan word. It will be like subtle. But anyway, here, other power, what do you think? Other power. Maybe you give me like example, just give me examples of other power. You think table is other power or not?
It is other power.
Yes, you can explain it to Zohar. He said, no, do a little bit debate, discuss, good, yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, when Nyima come, we little bit talk about other power. Yeah, it's actually table is other power phenomena. Okay, you think like this other and power. What do you think other? What does other mean? First, we have to find like other and power. Yeah, what does it mean other?
Cause and condition.
Power what?
Arising.
Yeah, power arising or exist. Yeah, you know how are you going to like. Does it make sense? Does it make sense? Arising by other power. That's why, like, impermanent arise by other power. Arise by other power means impermanent arise by cause and condition. But other power means other is cause and condition. Then if I ask you a question, is table arise by cause and condition? Yeah, that's his definition, like this other power. It means other power. It makes sense, yeah?
Yes.
Other power. Then, when in Nyuma come, we go like, all phenomena has other power. All phenomena not other power. We will talk later, yeah? When Nyuma come, and then, other power is always basis of emptiness. Because, if other power is basis of emptiness, then we say, all phenomena, you think like this, all phenomena has emptiness, yeah? In mind-only school, basis of emptiness is necessary to be other power. It's different like middle school. Yeah? Mind-only school, basis of emptiness is necessary to be other power. Then we think like, oh, impermanent. Does impermanent has emptiness or not? Yeah, every phenomena has emptiness, yeah? Then, okay, permanent has emptiness. What is the basis of permanent emptiness? Basis, we need base, yeah? Basis. We have to identify, recognize, or explain emptiness based on something, yeah? Then what is basis? Yeah. Then you think, what do you think? Because in middle school, okay, impermanent can be basis of emptiness. Even like space is basis of emptiness. By mind only school, they don't say basis of emptiness necessary to be other power or necessary to be impermanent. Of impermanent, yeah? That's why we say, which valid cognizer, which valid cognizer realized the permanent?
That is the basis.
Yeah, then we go like this, it's kind of become like, yeah, that's the basis, yeah. Then how this can base the emptiness? You have to find how this base. Yeah, space is a permanent phenomenon, yeah.
The emptiness of the space,
yeah,
is the mind can realize the emptiness.
Yeah. Which mind realizes the space? Yeah, which mind realizes the space is the basis of emptiness of space.
Okay.
Now, how this can be based? That's why we think like this. Emptiness, yeah, later you come, then we, okay, then. We say like other power, yeah? You get other power, yeah? Other power. You find it, yeah? Other power. Now we second what? What is second nature phenomena?
Imputation,
yeah? Actually, imputation. In English, what does it mean? Impute is referred to conceptual mind or what?
Yes.
Conceptual.
Yeah, it's concept your mind, yeah? Concept your mind, yeah? It's like imputation. First I tell you like other power base of emptiness, yeah? Now imputation is the kind of really debate between old school, mind only school. Even you think like sutra. First when we start sutra, yeah? Weba Shika Sutra. Sutra talk about the reputation, yeah? Imputation, yeah? Imputation, yeah? Sutra when talk like this reputation, if you really have idea about the sutra definition of the imputation, then you will find a kind of method reputation, imputation in mind-only school. In sutra, imputation refers to the permanent, yeah? Permanent. Then they say, actually like kind of definition of imputation, like merely impute by the conceptual mind. Now what do we have to think? Merely. Merely. Merely impute by conceptual mind. Merely means negate something. Merely. Negate. Negate what? In sutra, merely negate to the permanent phenomena. Negate to the permanent phenomena are, or negate to the ultimate phenomena. Negate. Yeah, it's rapid, it's like merely imputed. Merely means negate something. It's like negate permanent phenomena are reliant on cause and condition. Reliant on cause and condition, arise by cause and condition. Now here, mind only school, okay, repetition, imputation. Actually, mind only school believe, they assert, mind only school, all phenomena imputed by conceptual mind. Do you think? What does all phenomena imputed by conceptual mind? What do you think? How conceptual mind impute all phenomena? Or how all phenomena imputed by conceptual mind? What do you think?
Labeling?
Yeah. Here in labeling, term of labeling, which refers to object. Just like different term, yeah? We say labeling. Even we say mind-only school, all phenomena labeling by conceptual mind and all phenomena labeling by sound. Yeah? Sound. They believe, yeah? Label means because all phenomena are object of conceptual mind. All phenomena arise to conceptual mind, yeah? Do you think all phenomena appear to conceptual mind? Do you think or not? Yeah, because, yeah, of course, yeah. If you say all phenomena appear to conceptual mind, doesn't mean appear to your conceptual mind. He has conceptual mind, or everybody have conceptual mind, yeah? It means appear to conceptual mind. Hello, Nimala.
Not yet.
Oh, Nimala.
Hello,
Jumche. Oh, Nimala,
Tashidele.
Oh, that's all. That's the Tini Sum, Annie Dicola, that does she see there.
That's
all. Tatangi, Tambor, Tobegi, Tas, that Dicon, this is your dear. Yeah, first we leave it like general idea about that. What is it? Imputation phenomena, yeah? I mean, like imputed, all phenomena. Imputed by conceptual mind, yeah? You agree, yeah? Imputed conceptual mind means, just Marvin mentioned that, labeled by conceptual mind, appear to the conceptual mind, object of conceptual mind, yeah? object of constant mind. There's, but now here, mind only school. Does mind only school assert all phenomena? Okay, merely imputed by conceptual mind? Yeah, that's why here imputed phenomena means which phenomena merely imputed by conceptual mind. Yeah, merely imputed by conceptual mind. Now here we say merely is negate. Okay, maybe get more confused. Nimala.
No.
Ani chinangi tarangi ngasogi dakkonta se shi de kung ta se de ngasu puki nalo le kung ta se de kung sing si de la all slogres ta slod zamale chama tobege ta bares logres these kung ta se de chinang yi kung ta se dashi ro de ne ro jiris in the chu tam ji tobege ta bares logres
so kunta in Tibetan term kunta is translated in English as if you literally translate that kunta, the literal translation kunta is all imputed or the all imputed. So what is meant by here all imputed is everything that can be imputed by conceptions. Everything that exists can be imputed by conceptions.
These are the Nalo lay a conta shade. Conta shade, Nasu Juda. That sends them by the Uma Badusugi. Takanda, Sozo, Takanda, Tombani, Sede. Tombani, Takanda, Gajas and Mudu. Tombani, Yumi, Takanda, Tombani, singing the Jichi Kalaya. Jin duje ji chio ji kan le ya tomba ni ne da ma ne ze ta kan da tomba ni zhe sa ji jin ru di ta kan da kon da se di du bi gi yu yin da ma yin se di di kan le ya ma zu tomba ni le rong du chio bai na di kan le chio gu le du bi yu yin da ma yin se di lo gi ya da ma ya se di ma zu tomba ni le de xi jia wen du zang ba le du bi yu yin da ma yin lo gi ya da ma ya lo gi kuo ani ta kanda lo yi ya da ma ya se lo yi yu yin da ma yin se de to bi yu yin da ma yin se de kan la tong ba le ni kan la de xin ro de zo zo de kan la le gi de
so speaking about imputed phenomena so here it's very important to understand what is meant by imputed phenomena imputational and so forth it's because so it is to the imputed phenomena is analyzed in the context of understanding emptiness. Because whether we will be able to unmistakably establish emptiness is dependent on whether you will be able to establish everything that exists is imputed by the term and concepts. So so it is therefore within a one basis or within one locus, how can we really come to conclusion of imputed phenomena and how can we really establish the emptiness by understanding the particular locus is imputed by conception and term and concept.
Dinza ngasun di nalo le kunta slego do kunta
imputed so here imputed phenomena in this particular text
kunta slego do zamba la kunta gi chini la ya ngasu gi tobe ta zamse da kan da tobe ta zamse chi gi do tobe ta zamse gi chi de la ya kunta sing di gi kar ni ge che gi lo do zamba la ya ngatso gi shi de gi tomba ni ngu zo gi rang gi chi gi tu ba rang gi tu ba demba tu ba gi deshi ji le gi do ngad umma pala ina inherent existence la jura o tuso ba gaya gi duta koma yin ba ina rangje duba rang chin duba je de toma ni ga ja jura o tufa ga tatam dela ya sen sambale do be ta cham se de cham da de gi yewa da yong tu la ji do o tu tufa ga ba da gang da do be ta cham se de
So, when you explain this imputed phenomena, or it is known as imputational character, which literal translation of the kunta is the all imputed. So all imputed or imputed characters. So here it says the character posited by name, mere name and terminology, and do not subsist by way of their own character. That is what is meant by kunta. That is what meant by imputed phenomena. It is a definition or it is a meaning of what is meant by imputed phenomena. It is the characters posited by names and mere by names and terminology and do not subsist by way of their own character. That is what is meant by the imputed characters. So when we speak about this imputed characters, what is we specifically negating here is we're negating the thoroughly established and other power phenomena as imputed phenomena. These are the two kind of phenomena that we're actually negating in order to establish the imputed phenomena or imputational characters.
But actually this it will be a little bit hard, even hard for me, not only you guys. It's very hard. If you really get idea about the imputed phenomena, or if you get comprehension of imputed phenomena, then you will get automatically get comprehension of it. Emptiness. When you're talking about imputed phenomena, it's automatically explained to the emptiness. It's like you have to, it's really related to the, because when imputed phenomena, yeah, when we say here imputed phenomena, merely imputed, merely means negate inherent existence, yeah. Yeah, there's also actually inherent rang tsini tuba color nimala. Rang tsini tuba la color.
Characters established lower, what we
say. Rang tsini tuba chie gres lower. Rang tsini tuba chi slow the samalaya. Yewan dan yundu ni tinan duzer da. Rang tsini tuba nan duzer. Tinza ani kunda de rang tsini tuba maris lower. Ta kuzu ki tomba ni kalan deshi jound. Rangi tsini tu da matu zede. Ta kuzu tsuasa ki jinda u da tikan la tu da koma uma badan tada senza ba duzu kanga ki ta tsuasa ki tomba ni kan la tsuasa ki jinda u rangi tsini tu da matu zede tikan la ya.
So not subsists by way of their own character. Ta dila rangi tsini tu ba dila u rumse. Subsists by way of their own character. So so here there, whether the emptiness is subsisted by way of their own character or not, is analyzed or it is argued by based on understanding imputational characters. So imputational characters by the mathematical philosophers.
Rang tsini tu da matu slaya da logi ja ma ja kan de shi ta kar ja un ri kon ta sing de logi ja se kan de shi ja un da kon ta se de kan da logi kan de ta par logi kan de ja par logi ja ba na jin gi pa ju tun de tu mun du se de shi ji le un de zam ba le pa ju tong ma ni kan le ta da de shi di kan le le un de yin za ma zo gi logi ja sle ji yo ro ma zo le ya de be le ha u de yin za ma zo chang ye de zu na lo le logi ja da ma ja se de ko ga ja gi Kanda tumba ni tsesa ki jindo uti logi ja ma ja se de. Masa umma pe nalu le, umma gomba rase ki nalu le, thani ju shi lo se de. Ta kanda chiyo tam ju logi ja da ma ja se de. Ti kan le, nenga tusan uti ta kanda, ti kanda logi ja pa na ji ki ndu da mundu se. Pashu logi netang le ya ndeshi jang ura. Tin so kanda se de.
So that's kunta, so the imputation of characters do not subsist by way of their own characters. Right. So now here, when we come to the explanation of emptiness, it is explained on the basis of whether or not that particular the character is subsist by way of their own character, and how. If this is not subsist by their way of their own character, then that means this particular character is imputed by our conceptions. And so here it is, you know, easy to say that it's imputed by our thoughts and conceptions. But when we really come into a deep, analysis of what is really meant by imputed. Then that's a little bit, it's a little bit complicated here. So here now, is things really exist by way of their own character, or is things really exist as it appears to our conceptions? So this is the question we are asking, when we are trying to understand. What is meant by emptiness? We are really trying to understand things really exist as it appears to our conceptions. So this is how we find the explanation in the clear thoughts of Madhyamaka text that is talks about how things really exist. Things really exist as it appears to one's conceptions, and how things are really posited by mere, name and terminologies or the concept and concepts.
Alain, you are a cheer, Missing Yako, how come the India? We
are Sundu, Missing Sundu Yahoo.
Lots of the
new Antichat or own Tisan Robochi Chirwa.
Lots of new along. Ah, Tinza Tangasugi Chidongi Gondalaya, Mazu Namjishi, the Nantan Bikunda, Nantan Mai Bikunda, and Dakanda Gondas Nishi or Dakanda, Nantan Bikundas, Ludu Zambale, Tani Zambre Dakanda.
So when speaking about kunta here again, there are of two types of kunta. The kunta that actually what is called the existent kunta and non-existent kunta, or the existent impetitional character or non-existent impetitional characters.
Tabi gidi sen da ngaso ge chila gure chi nangka la soba da dutu tsama yubi konda ra.
So what laso? What is meant by imputational character existence of imputational character the imputational characters of the existence. So imputational character of the existence it really refers to the permanent phenomena such as space and so forth.
다 유비 콘다스에 대한 가서 다시 해야 돼. 디즐레로다 메비 콘다스로 해야지도. 다 뜻 가서 인디 나로래야 동반이 가셔도 디칸 되시죠다. 메비 콘다스에 대해 가서 동반이 무슨 말이야? 담보 동반이 가셔도 무슨 거라. 가서 준주 전부 나로래야 다가라. 답이 뭐라 마리바 디 무민 전부 인슬로다. 엄마 나로 시에바 나제 답이 뭐보 가자치 레발로라 마차바이나 동반이들로 차트고 말이스 이지미지 가자들로 차고레스 가자 두나 가자 두나 동반이제 코지 가자 두나로 마차바이나 동반이로 차트고 마 디자 가자 무슨고 디자 다단 디나로 메비 콘다 시데데 동반이 가자 시오르다 칸다
so here now when speaking about the imputational character of existence is something that is not something that is not really complicated. We can speak about the space being the imputational character of existence and so forth. But now, what is complicated here is when it comes to the understanding of this mebhikunta, which means the imputational character of non-existence, then that really complicates us. Because when we are speaking about the imputational character of non-existence, we're really speaking about the object of negation of emptiness. This is what we need to identify when you establish your emptiness. First, we need to identify the object that need to be negated. So without identifying the negation, object of negation, and negating that particular object unmistakably, it is not possible for us to actually establish emptiness. So therefore, we also find a similar, statement in the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life by Shantideva. In order for one to understand emptiness, first of all, one need to identify the object of refutation or object of negations. And having identified the object of negations, one negates that particular object, which then enables one to understand what is meant by emptiness and so forth. So therefore, it is first we need to negate the object of negations.
It's confused or not? It's kind of a little bit confused, yeah. So what do you think? So maybe you share some idea about the imputation phenomena. If we just like talk in our life, like it refers to in our life, it's like kind of, we imputed, concept your mind, perceive towards something, other people, yeah? But according to our concept your mind, perceive something, other towards other people, does it exist or not exist? It doesn't exist. That's why just we concept your mind, impute, just appear to your concept your mind. But it doesn't exist. Yeah? Things are, ngaranzo ki mitse nalo leba, jinaagi kodo jaba ina, ngaranzo lo ki chatang le, pasio digi, susu ki lo toba, lo tuba jigi, ani susu ki, da kanda semde, lo tuba jigi jenwa dun doni, pasio dama dun nga jora, nga zun nama naji yomara. Things are ngaso ki, Kanda, pa tobegi pa tabares. Ko tobegi pa tabares. Tobegi pa tabares. Juda komala ko tobegi pa tabasanrama to ko yo marilajora. Dik juda komala deshi dilegdo. Ine, jidangi ngatsogi namba nasegi ko tobegi pa tabasanrama to yo marilajora. Juda komala ya. Oma tenjo ndo ina, tobegi pa tabasanrama yo maril. Sama tobegi tabare. Tobegi zobar ndo uji kechere da. Ta sen sambala ya. Tobegi logi jata maja siede logi jatsu de nye kondu shuzo logi yu insula shi orda ta logi yu inba tsam de la ya logi japa tetsam ji ngaso digre sin digo mare ta logi yu sila de tsam bale ya pe na ngaso nanka ndo japa ina nanka de kasna nanka logi jata chi da pe na dhamma dhaba sindhavu labai na dhamma dhaba loi jhatan da nankha loi jhatan dhago maru ko loi jhatan dhila ya Tīngzāng āchū kī nāngchū lō yīyās, mī tā dā yīyās lō tū tsāmbā lē, mī tā dā yīyās, tā kāntā ngē kā tsāma chīyō tāngchū mī tā dā yīyās lō yīyā rō. Tīngzāng pēnā nāngkā rō yīyā bā yīnā, mī tā dā yīyās lō tū tsāmbā lē, nāngkā sīng lō yīdā chāwā lā yā, nāngkī kī mī tā lō yīdā chāwā lā tū yō gu rēs lō rā. Nasa pyo kape la yung dara. Rubun chien si la bayi na, kwa ki karisana rubun chien lo yu di chawa la ya, kwa mi da da lo yu di chago, kye chago ma re, kwa zambli la kwa yung da chado urgo. Nangka si la di zambla ya, kwa ki ane nangki ki space, kurang ki da kanda tullo la chago, da kanda mi da. Tinza kwa jata tobe ya se de, kwa jatang dagi mido.
Mato, chami da wata nangka jatang dagi ma re sirwa.
Nangka,
Naso. So here now, it is, if you look at our own, you know, day-to-day experience, when we have certain kind of feeling towards something, the way that we have a certain feeling towards others is imputed by our own conceptions. And we make a judgment about other person. The judgment is based on our own conceptions. And in other words, the way we are actually imputing the character of that particular person. And so now here, our way of making a judgment and imputing the certain character of that particular person is very much, you know, overpowered or by our, you know, inappropriate mentations or the wrong conceptions. Because it does not really, you know, the way you impute that character of that particular person does not really, you know, exist in reality as it imputed by your own thoughts and your own thoughts and your conceptions. So you have by your thoughts and conceptions very much actually, you know, overpowered or powered by the proclivities or inappropriate mentations. So here, when now speaking about this, establishing the phenomena in the context of the higher philosophical tenets in the Madhyamaka Prasangika 10 points, they propound everything that exists is mere imputation, imputed by term and concepts, conception, term and conceptions. There's no such thing that actually exists by virtue of its own sight, but rather their very existence is imputed by conceptions, a term and concept, term and concepts. So then here, when it comes to the Manoli schools, the Chittamatran's philosophical tenets, it is somewhat little different, speaking about the imputational characters. Their way of establishing the imputational, establishing the particular object, whether that particular object that is actually, you know, established by one's own mind, or one's own consciousness, is differed based on the different characters, different object itself. What I mean here is, it is different than when you are establishing a space to your mind, and when you are establishing the sound as impermanent. The way these two objects are establishing to your mind is completely different. Because when you're speaking about, when the space establishing towards to your mind, your disestablishment is becoming based upon you know, name and the terminologies. When you have a comprehension of this particular, you know, object such as space, it cannot have you cannot comprehend as well space without depending upon a name and terminologies. So whereas the different, whereas when it comes to the impermanent, like Rwanjian Sumi Beda, Damita was in Burmese.
Rwanjian Dawas
Naja. So there is a one, you know, synonymous, there's a, you know, name that in the Tibetan, the name for a moon is Dawa. But Dawa has a lot of different names in the Tibetan, where it's a Rwanjian. So when you come to understand the Rwanjian, or that is a moon, and doesn't really needs, it is not really relying upon anything like in a name or terminologies, but the moon being moon is established by its own sign. So it's right there. It exists by virtue of their own sight. So here, it differs based on objects or characters in this particular school, in this particular philosophical tenets.
These are Matsugi Kunta is a Matsu Machu Lori Jungle Eddy, Machu Duragi, Machu Gonagasan, near Lori to see the Eddy, Chitan Kitchen Wins Led, Lori Nalule, as a Toba, the Tomis see the Edgido. Then digging as a Lori Nalu see the Toba Tomis Led Edgera, Toba Tomi Led, Tig Riba T sound of the Yakuni, Tutal Yakin Red, that kind of picture down, Dangazui. Machu see the Lori Nalule, Toba Tomi see the Tig Carchel de Sambale. Natsuki Tombani da, Duzukanga, Tombani, Tombani, Maimba, Deshi Joe de Cousin, Topala Nata Kane Nagud, Musula Nata Kane, Titun Deshi Lunda, Tapena Natsuki, Tigi Riba de Akumer, Damajun Dodeva, Major Lori Nalu Si de, Topa Tomis Si de Jura, Tigi Tomludi, Topala Nata Kar, Musula Nata Karas, Tatal and Deshi Tata, Dandigan Lazuki, Tobe Jada, Maja said, Kunda said, Tobe Tatan said, Tobe Nata Kalan Deshi Lunda. That Tobe Nantankal and Deshi Candelagus Ludu Sambale, Tobe Nayade, Yang Homashiva Nazi, Dawata Kaman Deva Nazi, Dawata Kaman Marda, Chita Woman Deva Nazi, Yuda, Yug Nawani, Chita Woman Deva Nazi, the Nedin Nagris, Number Nazi, Deva Nazi, Number Nazi, Kotagara Tun Negris, Negimaris, that Tikalaya, and Tig Nawade. Rang Tini Tuna Tu Mundu Ledger, Ting Deshi Jong de Samale, Tombani is a Rang Tini Maduvaina, Tombani Race, Maduvade, Rang Tini Tubade, Tombani Gaja is Digon Deshi Jongra. Mosulea, you know the cousin called Jangba. Koran Pashu, you Koran in the Silver Sejanji, Ben Matsu, Dawa the Kaman Nazi, Sosu, Ben Chosu in a Chosu, Anichi, Kuja in a Kuja, the best Sosu, but Jamba Sosu, Zienda Kam, Mandila. The negative Nagoris. He's a ticking nonong to Nidishi Jong to Zambale, Saint Zambale, Chorangi, Anichigi, Tobi Nawanta, Tobi Kanaji, Unidi, Chita Woman Devani Najin Nambaina, Tobi Nawade, Tobi Nawade, Tobi Yule Los Miss Laura, Tobi Yule Los Mevaina, Tobi Nawade, Penapunzi, Tobi Nawade, Pumba Rita Maris, Dikan Dishi. That punzi dobi nawade, Pumba imba nazi, number nazi, Pumba madubade. Tangazo Pumba lena tau rabachandora. Punzi dobi nawa korang, Pumbi netsungun, number nazi, madubade, tumani rezi. And they should dig out the leg rezi.
So here now we talked about the studying of Lorik. The mind and mental factors. Because During the study of Four Leaves, we find explanation of conceptual thoughts, conceptual mind, and non-conceptual consciousness, conceptual consciousness and non-conceptual consciousness. So now, on the basis of understanding the conceptual and non-conceptuals, one can then apply this understanding of conceptual and non-conceptuals when you actually study the four tenets. So here, because when it comes to the tenets, we talked about the emptiness. And when it comes to the explanation of emptiness, and it enables you to take a understand how things that really appears to our conceptions, how things really appears to our conceptions, and how things that really appears to our non-conceptions, non-conceptual consciousness, and to be able to make a distinction between the two, the things that really appears to our conceptual consciousness and things that appear to our non-conceptual consciousness. So whereas the way that things that appears to our conceptual consciousness is, it appears to our conceptual consciousness just as like a blender of water mixture. In other words, a mixture of water and milk. So then, and we are unable to make a naked, distinction between those phenomena, such as water mixture of water and milk. So now here the question is this really exist, the things that really exist as it appears to your conceptions, your conceptual consciousness? That is the main question that we need to ask. So here, when it comes to the appearance of the things that appears to our a non-conceptual consciousness, such as moon and stars, the table in front of me, and the chair that I'm sitting on, are all appears to our non-conceptual consciousness nakedly, which doesn't really require any, other factors to coming into understanding of this to our non-conceptual consciousness. It understands nakedly without depending on any, imputation of our term and terminologies. But rather, those things really appears to us very, nakedly. So then, this is, how the difference, the object that really appears to one's own conception and one's own non-conceptual consciousness. So,
तुम्हें चिक ले सकते हैं और मुझे चिक तो क्या ले शक अने दीचे और बुम्जिन तो बसुन ही बा
जी आजू की बेन बुम्जिन तो बाला पुम्बा नास ले जो रा
लाऊं
तं आजू की दो जब तक सेंस में जी बुम्जिन तो बाला पुम्बा नास ले तो संभाले बुम्जिन तो बाल नाव खोरा बुम्जिन तो भी नाव खोरा अने भी नेस खोरा उन्हें चुप आज नेस उन्हें चुप नाजी नाम नाजी नेस उन्हें चुप दे चुप मारी इस ले वो तल्ला हो रहे तीन जा तुरंग सिंह मार्जु बादे ता तोंबानी रेस तीन जा ता सेंस आप एक तं कहना तोंबानी शेयर दिला या जूसी रंग सिंह चूर दा मारूं जूसी से लोटे संभाले दोबारा नवा दे दोबारा दोबी की दोबारा नवा दे चिदो ओमन देवा नाजिस ने मिलू दोबी की दोबारा नवा दे युज नेचुंगों ने चू चितान को रिबा को और ताकान तोमानी दूध रिबा मामी जितन डूगरा रिबा ना को ने दिकान डूगर ताकान ता चंदा दो दो सिबाई ना तोपी की नाम नाजेगी तोपी की नावा दे So in this
in a particular tenets, the Manoli schools, when the vase appears to our conceptions, the conception that apprehends vase. So if one's understanding of this vase that appears to your conceptions, conceptual consciousness, if you're able to come to conclusion of not being established by its own character, so not being established by its own by virtue of its own sight, as it appears to your conceptual consciousness of the particular vase, and when you have this kind of realization, so understanding, then you're able to establish the actual mode of existence of the vase, in which point you come to a point that you're actually understanding the mode of existence of the vase in this according to this particular philosophical tenets. So therefore in order to establish this actual existence, the mode of existence of the vase, not the mode of existence of phenomena or emptiness, there are five different reasonings are found according to this philosophical tenets.
I think this is a little bit hard for me. I just give you like kind of sleeping medicine or confusing medicine. Like feel like I go to Mamsak school. When I get in class, then teacher, I'm taking like kind of different classes. Teacher talk. Oh, I don't understand. Then sometimes teacher, are you okay? You understand? You got it? Yes, I got it. Yes. Same, yeah. That's yeah. I told one story. I told him like, in my class, there's one Chinese lady. She asked me, "Oh, do you speak Chinese?" I say yes, I speak Chinese, yes. Then she talk a lot. She talk a lot. Then when she talk, then I say, in Chinese, easy to say, yeah? 对 is yes, yeah? then sometimes say, I say, 可以. 可以 means like, okay, yeah? I say, 对 Then sometimes I shake my head. Then finally she talk maybe 5 minutes or something. I don't understand. I didn't understand what she is talking. Then she said, "What?" She looked at my face. What? I said, "Dui, maybe something wrong." I said, "Dui, yes, yeah." She talk a lot. She looked at me. What? I said, "Dui, you what?" Yeah, like this may confuse you. Yeah. So, yeah, actually here is a. Imputed phenomena is not easy, really easy. Even though I'm really not clear about this. Yeah, imputed phenomena is really is hardest. The topic or mind only school, middleway school is. If you really clear about imputed phenomena, then you will be clear about the emptiness. When you talk about imputed phenomena, then you have talk negation of imputed phenomena like inherent existence or like kind of there are some natural existence. You have to explain, yeah? Actually, imputed emptiness is really imputed phenomena or emptiness is really explained by how comes at your mind impute. How like kind of phenomena how appear to the conceptual mind. That's why because we study Lori awareness class, yeah? We're talking a direct perceiver, okay, conceptual mind, we talk a lot, yeah? In like sutra in direct perceiver, appearing direct perceiver has to be like impermanent. Object of direct perceiver is impermanent. Then object of, what is it? appearing object of direct perceiver has to be impermanent. Appearing object of conceptual mind is has to be permanent. We just talk, yeah? Not here really come. How appear? How phenomena appear to the conceptual mind? And how phenomena appear to the direct perceiver? How appear? Is phenomena, does phenomena, which phenomena appear to the conceptual mind? Is this or not exist? That's what we're talking about here then. If doesn't exist according to the appear to the conceptual mind, doesn't exist, is like kind of then emptiness like. But it doesn't mean only like ngazu imashu dure naro senju the dunju le jora tobe gi yulan ju da da ngosu gi yulan ju da jora
no no
ngwa de ngobi netsu ngone tuba namba naje gi ngobi netsu ngone madu ba ina otu toni re sla da kan da senzam be
kasu rum chenge su ma da ya o ti koma sa
ngazu gi mashu dure naro le senju the dunju le jora
senju the dunju le jora ngosu gi yulan ju da
jora da yi nga zoba gi de lo de de pena chozu gi chozu khora mta ba mare se ko dne chi dr kan da chozu da chozu gi mta ba se la na na jo ra na na jo ra ma ju du da wo ma de zun da wi na chozu na wo du chozu mta ba na ge re se de ta kan da du bi go ni ju si la de ran yi le cha she ani ma se ni ju ba ran yi le cha she su su se ni ju ba la jo ra
no no
di kan de chi je wo du zo ma la pun chozu na yi mi she la chozu na wo du chozu mi ta ba na ge re se de kan da ko na ye de ngu bi ne su ngu ne tu ba na ge re se yin sa tan de ne se sa ba kan le ba le wo du sa ba le to ba gi na wo du sa ba le to bi gi na wa de to bi gi na wa da ngu su gi na wa ni la ta kan da pa shu de sen ji du ju ma shu wa la she de jo ra ngu wa go ne na ya da dai ngu go na ma na ta ti kan de she de le wo re se
So in the text that the lower text that we may find two different kinds of consciousness, right? It is little means the conceptual consciousness and non-conceptual consciousness, how they actually engage with its object. So, and namely, it is called the senjuk and then dungjuk. In Tibetan, so it says assertive dumjuk means the assertive perception, dumjuk, assertive. So, yeah, I think it's assertive. It's more appropriate. In other words, the affirming perceptions or the assertive perceptions, and then senjuk was the eliminative engager. A subject of consciousness which engages its object of identification by differentiating its form, various aspects that are possessed by it, you know. So now here the main the point here is now how those consciousness are actually engaging with this particular objects. For instance, when the non-conceptual consciousness that is engaging with one particular object, and all the character of this particular object, such as vase permanent, vase impermanent of vase, and impermanent of vase, and vase being compositional factors and so forth, appear to the non-conceptual consciousness. The dumjuk dilu nangar wa
misi si. So
it's to the assertive perceptions. Whereas so now here all those particular object and also the character of this object, when it appears to this different subjective, such as eliminative engager, and then the assertive perceptions are diverse. Although they both are
engaging with one particular object, as a one particular object such as ways, but the way that appears to those particular those two different mind, eliminative engager and the assertive perceptions are different. The way that appears to this is different. differs,
sorry. So,
can I do it?
Yeah, sure.
Rumaji, you said that for the imputational characteristics, and if you mind apprehend that imputational characteristic, you negate that imputational characteristic on the object itself. So that negation in mind-only school is affirming negation or non-affirming negation.
Affirming negation.
Non-affirmative negation.
But however, in mind-only school, even though they negated that imputational characteristics subsist in the object, on the object, but still you have that object, right? Which is the emanated from the mind, or is the emanation of the mind. So how can they say it's a non-affirming negation and not to say it's affirming negation? Does that make sense, Nima?
When speaking about this non-affirming negative, it's a negation which, when you express it in words, it negates a specific object of negation, but neither directly or non-indirectly implies the existence of another non-negative phenomena, right? So here now, when you when you actually negate and the deep more than the duality did what we say.
Choosing to bungles, Pember
to Tongo, Moranda, Pember to Tongo, the Mapin, Kanda, Pata, Kanda, Chir, Yuji, Gitan, Liat, and the
근데 시 다시 바 시직이 달려든다. 가서 정신이 두부도 바까 연구로 봐.
그래 지진이 바까 온도 파쇼 되게 동시도 슐로 팬마 팬 두바싱이 드네 마레스.
나서.
두바싱이 취지 두바 팬다 마빈세디 두바기 로쇼죠라. 두바기 로쇼 되게 아니 간다 로쇼지 슐로 팬바지.
나서.
봄바스러드 삼발에 봄바 코랑 두바지 봄비 로쇼디 봄마이지 다 봄마이 코랑이야 로쇼 봄바 마인베 로발라야죠라
봄바 마인베 로발라
드네도 우슐로 펜바 드네도 우지로 코우레스
마도 지기 저 최신 두바 펜바 마레스데
아 다다 최신 두바 펜바 드네 게제 마레스
so that's so here you know it is not really to say that when you are actually you know negating the substitute by the things that on one particular basis that is subset by way of their own character, that doesn't really necessarily, you know, establishing by negating that on the, having negated that, and in return, there's no such particular, you know, non-affirmative or the positive phenomena is actually established. Just like when you say a vase, when you say a vase, and the, by saying that vase, that you're actually, you know, you're actually having automatic comprehension of that is that particular vase of not being an opposite of the vase. So then when you speak about the being and not opposite of not being a vase, then you come to understand the vase. So this is how, you know, this is a similar ideas. Because when you have, when you say, when as a result of saying something, that you come to understand that, that doesn't mean that you are actually establishing a positive phenomena.
Got it, yeah. So maybe here we share a little bit idea about the imputed phenomena. It's very difficult to, for me to like give you example. It's very difficult to, for you give like kind of general idea. Even if I talk general idea about emptiness, yeah, I have to go like a little bit deeper because it cannot example like external things or something, yeah. It's very difficult. So if I say, okay, other power, okay, this table is other power, I can show you, yeah. Then how this table is other power, because this is arise by constant condition, yeah. Imputed phenomena is kind of explained. Yeah, imputation character. So, 지당이 유지선 가르라 올라다 당보. 다른데 센상 말해야 동반이라 유지랑 친이 마주봐 동반이래 있어 당보.
유지랑 친이 마주봐야라.
Yeah. 그래서 들어오다 basis affixing or basis referring.
네, 나온.
Basis referring colored. 랑신이 마두바세데
그래도 non-character their way by way of their own character 랑신이 마두바 not subset by way of their own character 다르지
okay
다르지 몰라
yeah okay in here in mind only school what is the emptiness you give me one example emptiness which one is the emptiness
Which is the object of your conceptual mind. Then that object you does not have the imputational character subsist on the object. It's just like the table is labeled by term.
Yeah.
So that object really doesn't have the characteristic of the table. But appears to our
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So when you regain that imputational characteristic on that table, then that is the emptiness of that table.
Hmm. Yeah, it's clear. Yeah. It's clear. Yeah. Tinza pena nga zo gi toba la pena chozun zebi toba la chozun nawa jora chozun zebi toba la chozun gi nawa khoran chozun zebi toba la chozun nawa khoran chozun mahin ba de tomba ni res la ba na tiz rapa chan do do
chozun
chozun zebi toba la chozun nawa jora
toba nawa
do nga zo chi le be ja ne chozun zebi toba la chozun gi nawa khoran chōtsu mahīmba de tōmba nī rēs labai nā ngā sō tōmba nī rāpa shivu chāna ura.
No.
Tū lāyā māre.
So here, let's take example of the table. The mind that comprehends the conceptions, that comprehends our, you know, for the table. And so now here, when the table actually, the appearance of the table to the particular, you know, for conceptions, so you know, so when regarding that, you know, when not just being, not having, not, Joseph Mahimba, so in Barumiji.
Oh, Joseph Mahimba, oh.
Oh, Joseph Mahimba.
Joseph Zimbi Dobala,
Joseph
Imba Nama Najing, Joseph Mahimba de Tomani is an Digo Mares.
So when the table appears to your conceptions, and just by appearing that the appearance of the table to one's conceptions, then you are having a non-table or not being table is actually established. This being a not being a table is actually, you know, negated, right? Because being a table is already established in you. So then you should not have understanding of not being table is the emptiness of the table. And that is too gross. Too gross, yeah.
Then in the chidangi sensambadan do deba nigi. Sensambadan do deba nigi. Juji penangasu chosun no peja baina. Chosen Zimbi Tobala, chosen Nawade, Rangi Sini Tuguri, Tugumari Lajura.
So now you have here, according to my knowledge schools, now, the particular object, such as table in front of oneself, is this, table that really, you know, appears to oneself, as it subsists by way of their own character. In other words, is that table really exist by way of their own characters?
The reason that there was sense of money chosen thing to ball or chosen now you're wrong. It's any two maris the kusuk zabanga jowl zabanga kunila zabanga jowl.
So the between the two philosophical tenets, such as Mainoli school and the Sutrantika schools, so they have five sets of arguments is raised based on how the table actually appears to one's conceptions. Whether it actually, the table that appears to one's conception, the appearance of that particular table is really exists by way of their own character or not. So there are five sets of arguments is raised between two philosophical tenets.
Kuni dula undu samala dan do debe kal lore do debe yi sen samba chorang gi chuzun zimbi do bala chuzun nawa de rang chini madu sla gu doas chorang tu madu la de nge gi ransin rang yi ransin nawa la madu ba ransin de madu ba la ja gi yis rang chini du ba de ko khelen gi ra chu tam ji do debe yi Rancin madu sila de zamale, chosen zibi toba la, chosen nawa de, chosen nawa nazi, chosen madu baris, chosen maris eating a killing yes. Ra? The domani is the co, tinsan, do debe domani deshi jogomara. That sends a big chōzhēn zhēnbī tōpa lā chōzhēn nāwā dē, chōzhēn kōrāngi nē tsū yungu nē, mī dā dā lā mā tōpa, chōzhēn kōrāngi nē tsū yungu nē chūpa jī nā dē yō rēs. Tī sā mī dā dā lā mā tōpa, kōrāngi nē tsū yungu nē chūpa dē yō mā rē, tō mā chūpa dē, anī tōmba nī rēs, wā tā lā wā tā.
So now, here, let's see the argument between the two philosophical tenets. Answer to the question of how the things really appears to our own conceptions and how the things really appears to our own conception by way of their own character based on the Manoni schools, the Chittamatran schools. So to their proponents, it's argument is raised by the Suttantika schools, they're saying that when you say that, things, the appearance of the particular table that appears to your conception does not exist by way of their own character, that appearance alone is not actually exists by way of their own character, is not, it is not a self-characterized phenomena. That is what is meant by self-characterized phenomena. I would accept this as a self-characterized phenomena because the Suttantika schools accept self-characterized phenomena, right? Rangi Sinyitupa, self-characterized phenomena. So then here, the mind-only schools, when they say that the table that exists, the existence of the table, apprehending the table, or conception that apprehending table, to the conception of this apprehending table that appears the table, subsumed by their way of their own character, is to be negated. And so therefore, not existing by way of their own character is what is meant by the actual mode of existence of the particular table based on this based on Manoli schools. That is how much service chai na mena ha ma sar mi che da ni
ta ta da di ju ni ma la. I think that you have some 5 minutes, you have some idea about this. I'm sorry, it's kind of I really don't know how to talk kind of general. It's very easy way. It's hard, so. You have some idea about the concept, imputed phenomena? We have like kind of nominal imputed existent imputed phenomena and non-existent imputed phenomena, yeah? What are the existent imputed phenomena?
Space.
Space, yeah, space, then other things. Yeah, there are a lot. Existent phenomena. Everything, no. Except other power phenomena and thorough
established.
Yeah. Then, okay, here in other power, yeah? Other power here we see all impermanent, yeah? All impermanent other power, yeah? Yeah? Then emptiness. Except other power and emptiness, then all are, what do we say? Imputed phenomena, okay. Now here's the imputed phenomena. They have existent and imputed. What are the non-existent imputed phenomena? Non-existent and imputed phenomena. Table is not imputed phenomena, yeah? Table is other power. Table is impermanent.
flower in the sky.
Yeah, other.
One consciousness.
What is the negation of emptiness? Negation of emptiness is the negation of emptiness is the non-existence of phenomena. But yeah, you just mentioned this is correct. Yeah, just like even we see like now we think like before we mention other in other other tenets. Yeah, like Vibhashika and this sutra, selflessness of person. Yeah. Selflessness of person, yeah? Here we're talking about emptiness. Selflessness is, or emptiness is the selflessness of phenomena. I mentioned that, yeah? Emptiness, yeah? Emptiness is selflessness of phenomena. Why we are talking about selflessness of phenomena? Why here we are talking about emptiness in the mind-only school? In mind-only school, the same, you know. Mind-only school, they are the kind of part of Hinayana, yeah? Hinayana. If you don't understand emptiness, if you don't realize emptiness, you cannot attain enlightenment. You cannot abandon the... grasping, self-grasping of phenomena, yeah? Yeah. That's why here we say like, even in mind-only school and middle-way school, we say method and wisdom are union, yeah? Method and wisdom union, yeah? When you go attain enlightenment, you have to, what do you say? We have to method. You have to have method of union, method and wisdom union. You have to generate method and union. Yeah. Yeah, union of method and use. Yeah, mean union what? Union of method and wisdom. I got initiation from here. I have to repeat, you know, any says you have to repeat. Union of method and wisdom. Yeah? Now, in mind only school, union of method. What is the method? Okay, now I want you to wake up. I'm sorry that I make you a little bit confused. Now, what are the method? Okay, bodhicitta then. Compassion. Yeah, those are all kind of method, yeah? Even we say accumulation, merit, we say like, is kind of method, yeah? Bodhicitta and compassion method. What is the wisdom in mind only school? Yeah, selflessness is a phenomena. Which mind understand the selflessness phenomena is the wisdom, yeah? Now, selflessness is a phenomena is the emptiness, yeah? What is the emptiness in mind only school? Emptiness or thoroughly established, yeah? Thoroughly established, yeah? Thoroughly established, emptiness, all are same, equivalent. So, what is the name of 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 Ani tanda demba zeda, aso demba ni nalo le, kunzo demba tanda demba ni shiura, inza tanda demba kuz sama tenji res.
Yes. So, according to the text, it says, "Tongpa ni, emptiness, suchness, thusness, you know, ultimate phenomena are all synonymous. It's it carries the same meanings."
Yeah. So what are the emptiness in a mind only school? Non-duality of subject and object.
Subject, object,
Emptiness, I mean emptiness, okay.
2 kinds of emptiness is explained in this particular philosophical concept.
Yeah, like tada de zunzi jejen ki tongwa sle du sambale tongba ni cham cham le ge juji rang ki chini du ta cheji de kar juji rang ki chini du bi tongwa de la ya tongba ni rabar tada nga so si de juji rang ki chini du bi tongwa sle du sambale to pa la nawa rang ki chini du bi tongwa de la ya ani ta ganda tongba ni rabar tin za tongba ni thara si undu sambale nga so changi na lo to pa yishi le ti bi tawe gaja to mi wa shi le ti bi tawe gaja sle ya jura
So there are two emptinesses explained in this mind-only schools. One is the gross level of emptiness and then the subtle level of emptiness. So the gross level of emptiness is non-existence by the way of their own character, by way of their own characters, that is actually to the conceptual minds. It appears to the conceptual mind as if the particular phenomena is subsist by way of their own character. But understanding that, subset by way of their own character, non-existence of subset by their own character, as it appears to the conceptual mind, is the gross level of emptiness in this particular tenets. And then when it comes to the absence of duality of subject and object, is said to be the subtle level of emptiness. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, this. I think so. Maybe today that's it. Yeah. Maybe we can stop here, and maybe I think so. Next teaching, we just teach 1 hour. After 1 hour, we have 2 hour. Yeah. 1.5 hour. Yeah. 1.5 hour. Yeah.
1 hour 45 minutes.
Huh? 1 hour 45 minutes. Yeah. Maybe we teach 1 hour. Directly teach 1 hour. After 1 hour, then we sit circle, everybody have tea, make tea, then discuss this subject. Because no, if I ask you question, maybe you guys may be shy or something. If we...
We have no trust
there. Yeah, Nima will be there, he.
The first 45 minutes, you have no
trust. No, first 45 minutes. After 1 hour. Oh. Yeah, maybe first 45 minutes, yeah? What do you think, everybody? Yeah, discussion this topic, you know. If you go like this, and just like I go to school months, I don't learn anything. Same. Yeah, because that's why if you pick up something, we do discuss and just like we sit around together and then sit around maybe a half an hour. We do discuss before Nimala come. We do discuss. Then we maybe next we before start class we do discuss about this subject. Okay.
But can we do it same as this one so we should have live stream? Otherwise, we go like this.
Maybe no better. It's better no live stream. Yeah.
I think
we learn something because main point we have to learn something. If I talk like here in imputation phenomena, If I talk like imputed or you think other people think like this, just like if I give like advice, I can do, but it's like kind of, you, everybody know, yeah? How you perceive other people, how you think other people is no good. This all you are clear, you know? Even I talk like this, kind of this, you know, it's like, it's like kind of advice. We have to really little bit go and try to get in. Because we are always talking about emptiness, you know? We talk and then how you meditate, how you apply, how you use. Even you recite or something, how you have to really kind of method how to use and apply technique. If no technique, then if we don't have technique applied to or idea about emptiness in this life, next life we rebirth again and come back baby and then start to learn like no idea in this life. Then always like this, yeah? Cycle, 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 cycle. Because we suffer from previous life here, yeah? Why we still suffer here? Because we didn't find a method to come out from this samsara. We didn't find method. We didn't have enough knowledge to come out from suffering. We think we have enough knowledge. We think we did a lot of things. Listening, reading, teaching, yeah. Yeah. No enough, yeah? That's why last night I talked Singapore. We have two ways. You can rejoice yourself. And you have to upset yourself two ways. Last night I talked. Rejoice ourselves. We can rejoice ourselves. What we can rejoice ourselves? Because we rebirth in human. We have chance to practice Dharma. We have encounter, yeah, with guru, monks, teaching, have opportunity to listen teaching. It's kind of we can rejoice ourselves. But we have like kind of, what do you say, upset, yeah? Upset or discourage ourselves. Like, we always suffer, 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 always problem, problem, problem. And we have lots of problems within our mind, even sickness. We discourage ourselves because we didn't find method to come out from this problem. We just talk and we didn't try. Yeah? That's why we suckle, yeah, then. Maybe we next life, maybe rebirth again, and next life, next dharma, then suckle. Yeah, we have to a little bit, you know, try to, that's why even I said them, I really know them, even in Singapore, everybody. They do lots of parties. I'm really rejoiced. They accumulate lots of merit. I'm really rejoiced with merit. Merit is kind of part of method. With method, we need to find wisdom. Yeah? At least in our life, we have to really find, we have to, one method, just like, we have to step on the stair, yeah? One step, try to step. Like, we're just talking about emptiness. Grasping itself, like, it's kind of, these are really, even a very high level for me. Even I couldn't use. Even I just talk. That's why I'm talker. Speaker. That's why I'm speaker. I have to speak, you know. But we have to really, according to we speak really high level, we have to really touch bottom something. We have to step. Like method to find how we calm down ourselves. How we open our mind. This is the first method, whatever you learn Buddhism.
Whatever you learn Buddhism.
Even you study. Oh, this ghost. My imagination is now come. Okay. Now I become Tara here. Just kidding. I just kidding, yeah. So, it's really important, yeah. So we do discuss, okay? Yeah, anyway, you have to learn because you got some idea and you share idea, we really don't have to absolutely correct. There's nobody absolutely correct. Even I teach here, I made lots of mistakes. I'm not sure I'm right or wrong. Sometimes you cannot say I'm absolutely right. Wrong, maybe, yeah? Yeah. So that's why, yeah, you share whatever you have idea. That's because everybody prepares something, your idea. It's like, not like kind of, you read like test, just like we read like one part here, then think, okay, idea like, okay, what is talking about? Try to go a little bit further. Like, in English, you make sentence by yourself, yeah? When it's sentence, then you go further, yeah? Just like choose topic and then you try to talk and, yeah, your idea. Okay, next week, before class, we're going to have immediate half an hour. Immediately do discuss, then everybody don't look each other face, try to share. Just like, I want. Singapore, they're very rush. I won't do this. I will take away low speaker and they do lots of debate. They never stop. Yeah, we just circle and then do this. Okay. I said, Nimala.
Lord.
Ani that in the next jagi ani tuji je nimala. Nimala tuji je ani danda jimala nzunda yezare. Danda jimala da nima mahapi ngala ngaso dandi discussion da tuhidu no uchi yada je ba.
Oh, kasi toto kanjo yichi ngansi mige nge rumche kati ne shuge. Chise tukba tinjimin shiago yasa. Nzamzam ya rumche jeo che dhudwa.
Lasa lasa nimala lasa.
Nen rumche de cha ni takin tari te shiu cha. Mige ni wantun ne.
Okay, dedication.
Oh, God, I go here, Singandi, and on the warm morning, join the changes of one in the other. Shall be the dear father, danger, get one din, and the lamas on the end to join the washes. Go for your jungles and your rumble, Majiba, not GG, Jawan Yamba, nearby. Kone Konda, Bear, Donny Dawa, Rambuji, Majiba, not GG, Jawan Yamba, nearby. Kone Konda, Bear, Joe, Pendin, Jonet, Demba, Najinji, Dinzeji, Botamji, Kugan, Lujin Gola, Dijin, Juin, Sangi, Demba, Dunji.
The precious body mind not yet born arising grows, is that born of no decline but increase forevermore. The precious mind realizing in emptiness not yet born arising grows, is that born of no decline but increase forevermore. The source of benefit and goodness of Dharma spread and expand. Beings the form of Dharma of excellence. The source of happiness and well being of all many beings, Dharma taught by the Buddha of all its
beings. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Tomorrow you work, I go back to school. You do it, yeah.